Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day. Program Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, at your service and on your side. The reality of today and what today is all about, the stark racial divide in Ferguson, Missouri. Ferguson Police Department routinely violated the constitutional rights of black residents, according to the Justice Department anyway. How many people have read it? How many people believe it? 90% of those who are arrested in Ferguson over the last 20 years or so have been black. 67% of the population is black. Is this not a big deal? Is this a big deal? And one wonders so if it's going on there, is it going on elsewhere?
Stop. So 90% of the people over the last 20 years that have been arrested are black.
Right.
And 67%
of the population is black.
So there's a 23% disparity.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Okay. Is that of significance? Is that the way it is elsewhere? Is it a big deal? What do you think? Yes or no? Maybe. Is it right? Give you cause to raise your eyebrow? I mean, that's kind of where I was on this.
You know what I'd be curious to see is what percentage of the police force is black?
I think there's one or two police officers, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, in the police force that are... I think there were none until recently. Wasn't there just a big deal made out of somebody who was black that was either going to be hired or... was hired, or that's what they said. The men and women who run the town said, "We're going to fix this.
Here it is.
We're going to hire a black cop."
Ferguson Police Force has 50 white police officers and 3 black police officers.
There you go. What does that tell you?
But so, I think this story.
Or do we wait? Hold on just a second, Jennifer. Hold on just a second. Or does that just pander to or cater to those people who say we need X number of blacks because there are X number of blacks in the population? What does it do? This is the argument we have in education where there are quotas. You got to have X number of blacks going to this school, X number of whites, X number of whatever. And is that just a quota system that's unrealistic, or the other side of it is it something that deals with the reality of the sensitivity of the difference between thinking white and thinking black? Is there such a thing as thinking white and thinking black? And does it roll into public servants? Does the town of Ferguson have 100 employees, and of that 100, how many blacks are there that work for the city of Ferguson? Never mind the police department. Just in general, how many people work for the public works department? And is that the way we have to assure that blacks, or whatever the minority is, have fair treatment? The rubbish collectors in black neighborhoods, how many black rubbish collectors do we have?
Listen to this.
Thank you, Richie.
The state of Missouri is 83% white and 11% black.
Right.
But Ferguson is 67% black and 29% white.
Mm-hmm. And
I just find that interesting.
Why?
That the state overall, but then you have this like cluster where
attracts blacks to Ferguson? Here's another question.
Or what pushes?
Why do people live in Ferguson? Why do black people live there? Were they there first? How did the whites get in charge of all of this stuff?
Ferguson's black population was almost non-existent 4 decades ago when 99% of the population in 1970 was white. Census.
So why'd they move in there? Why?
I would imagine.
Instead of moving to East St. Louis or someplace where there are a lot of blacks and they've been there forever.
If you read the book, The Outliers, Mm-hmm. It talks about how economic conditions will change a neighborhood in as quickly as a decade. And it's very interesting. I would have to imagine economic conditions is what catered all, or is what forced all of this.
All right, Sean, you are interested in talking about the numbers themselves?
Yeah, what I was saying is that it's not necessarily too odd to hear.
What happened to him?
His phone dropped.
All right. Well, anyway, what was that? I think call us back, Sean. Let's see. I don't want to paraphrase what you didn't tell us enough, so I don't want to paraphrase something that isn't really what you were thinking. I just want us to have this conversation, or at least in the back of your mind, maybe the rhetorical question, are things out of balance? And if they are, why are they? How did they get that way? And is it necessary even to fix these problems?
Mayor of Ferguson is white.
Yeah. So how does that happen if 67, you know, if there are black guys, look at Obama. He got elected. The reason he got elected is because the black population that hadn't voted for eons in the main voted for him because he was black and didn't have anything to do.
Who's voting in Ferguson then? I mean, if that's true.
That is part of the question. All right, Sean, go ahead and try it again.
All right. Sorry about that. Yeah. And like I said, those numbers aren't necessarily too odd to hear just because the fact that, you know, you go to take a criminal justice program and they'll teach you and they show you the numbers in there that 13% of the total U.S. population is made up of black, but yet over 50% of all violent crime is caused by black. So, and I don't know what the reasons are for that. I don't know why.
Why? What do you think is there? Why do you think that all this crime?
Well, I mean, first off, the 13%, that's based off the census. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as
I agree, it's 13%.
That's based off of the arrests are based off of the arrest records. So, and like I said, as far as why,
do you think that there's equality in when you look across the country, is there equality in the numbers of blacks who are? I think about Los Angeles. If you're a black guy driving a red Camaro down the 405, your chances of getting stopped are about 100 to 1. That's just the way it is. If you're a white guy speeding in Los Angeles, never get stopped. If you're a black guy speeding in Los Angeles, do you live in Los Angeles?
I used to.
Okay. I live in Los Angeles, and I disagree with you.
I don't.
I disagree with you.
I live in Los Angeles more than any of you live in Los Angeles.
No. Well, in your neighborhood, it's not, but over the rest go ahead, Sean.
It's just one of those, like I said, I mean, I live in an area that's predominantly Hispanic. Now, going based upon your logic, then that should say that, because I'm the odd guy out here, I should be getting pulled over.
I'm going to bet that in El Paso and anywhere within the sound of my voice, Las Cruces to the west and east, back over wherever you want to go to the along the 10, there are there are plenty of Hispanic cops. Yes?
Yes, there are.
Yeah, okay.
And absolutely.
Not the same. It's a different sort of mindset. But you made some good points. Thank you. Appreciate it. Like to hear from people who made good points. 14 after on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, that's some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car.
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here with us on Good Day. Dr. Hoffman has a great website. Intelligent Medicine Newsletter comes out every week. You can find out there are a number of, I don't want to say spins, because then I sound like O'Reilly in the no spin zone. This is a doctor who has great credentials, great practice. He's practical. A lot of people listen to his radio program in New York, so that's why he's here, to help us understand some of the nuance, if you will, in medical news and what works for some people, what works, what doesn't work for others. One of the things that I don't think often is taken into consideration, Ron, is the chemical makeup of a person's body and why certain prescription drugs and maybe supplements and other things that we put into our body do not always have the same effect. And I wonder this because we have all of these drugs and a lot of supplements as well that seem to, when you read the information, to have the same sort of impact, or the expectation is they'll have the same impact on you as maybe me, when in fact your chemistry is different from my chemistry. So doesn't that weigh into the results of anybody taking supplements or drugs?
Absolutely. And you touched on an important new buzzword in medicine, which is personalized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We actually know that there are genes in your body that affect the way that you react to medications. You know, just like some people, you know, can't seem like they have a hollow leg. You know, they go to a bar and they can throw back, you know, six fingers, don't feel it.
Yep.
And other people are so-called cheat date. It has to do with metabolism, your ability to break down or process medication. And now there are actually genetic markers. We're already testing people for these to see if there are people who would do well on a very low dose of medication, or maybe they'll need a higher dose.
But how do you know that until you prescribed it? And then sometimes there is an adverse reaction to some of this stuff, and it's, for the saddest cases, it's too late.
Exactly. It's a little bit, unfortunately, trial and error, and that's why there should really be no one-size-fits-all approach to medicating. And some people have what's called a paradoxical reaction. In other words, I've had patients where they take a sleeping pill and they're up all night. They feel hyper from sleeping pills.
Right.
Or vice versa. They take, like some kind of stimulant and it puts them to sleep. So it's the wiring of the body. It's very individualized. We're beginning to be able to predict that, but it's something that we need to keep in mind.
Well, plus, when it comes to new drugs on the market, I've had my other friend and colleague here, Ken Kronhaus, who gives me a physical pretty much every year, thinks that I should be on a statin. And he told me that 8-9 years ago, even though I don't have a lot of plaque in my carotids. I don't have much of any place else. But he's always wanted me to be on a low-dose statin, and I've taken red yeast rice.
Which is a fairly equivalent. It's the same same natural chemicals that your statins are based on.
But the reason I didn't want to take the drugs, maybe I'm wrong because of what you just said about the supplementation, I didn't think that they'd been tested long enough. Now, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, 30 years now they've been on the market, I guess it's pretty safe. But when I first looked at this, it was, you know, a while ago, and I thought, okay, so do we need a little more time before we take these?
I just got off of Xarelto after being on it for a year and a half or something like that, because it's making your blood so thin, you bleed out.
Yeah.
Well, just flip on the TV and you see how many lawyers are trolling for plaintiffs on
that's what got my
blood.
That's what raised my attention, is all these dirtbag law firms out there going, there's got to be something to it.
Really?
Otherwise, good drugs can sometimes have devastating side effects. So we see so many drug recalls. It's called the post-marketing period. You know, in the pre-marketing period, you know, when they look at 10,000 people, it's fine. But then when they look at hundreds of thousands of people taking the same medication, problems emerge. It's a typical problem.
Yeah, I bet you've written about that in the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, have you not?
Indeed. Next this week, in fact. So
look at that. Look at me being ahead of the curve.
You're on top of it.
Dr. Ron Hoffman's website is Dr. Hoffman with two F's, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine Newsletter there.
How many many good people procrastinate. When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Chips cash in, keep trucking. Like the two dumb men together, no rest in line. Just keep trucking on.
I like this version of this song, actually. 3 day pass for the Grateful Dead's Fare Thee Well tour. Sold out. This is a reunion show in Chicago. The tickets now are being offered online by StubHub for $116,000.
Huh? I saw one the other day for like $1 million.
For a Grateful Dead performance?
For like a front row ticket or something, yeah.
For the Grateful Dead?
Yep.
My God.
A lot of rich hippies out there, man.
I guess. I mean, don't they all drive station wagons and run around the country?
They're driving Ferraris, apparently. So you get a spot on the general admission floor in front of the stage for that kind of dough. To walk in the door still costs $1,400. And that's an obstructed view seat. Like when you go to the stadium, you sit behind the steel girder.
Where are they going to park all those walkers and those little motor scooters?
The show
are so high when they go. Don't you think you could just sit in front of the radio and collect the
money?
No,
now they take prescription drugs. My doctor gave me this stuff, and it's really good, man.
Lovely.
Trippin'.
Yeah, trippin'.
Trippin'.
So, let's see here. So the shows reunite the four original members of the Dead. This is a 50th anniversary show in Chicago Soldiers Field for the 4th of July. Also included is Fish frontman and guitarist Trey Anastasio.
Anastasio, yeah.
Him too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll fill in for Jerry Garcia, who died, good God, how long has he been dead? 10 years.
About
20.
Has he been dead 20 years? Nice. Good God.
Yeah.
Jerry Garcia is the best flavor of Ben and Jerry's.
The three-night concerts have been a hot ticket since the show was first announced back in January. Sold out 210,000 seats.
But, you know,
the Dead have this
whole jam band thing. I mean, they were like this psychedelic jam band, and it was all about the trip. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you bring up the band Fish. There is just this whole jam band genre has grown. It is huge.
Huge. All right, let's get to Carrie Underwood, Richie. Congratulations in order, Jennifer, to Carrie Underwood as a baby. Boy's name is Isaiah Michael Fisher. My heavens.
God, yeah. Love her.
My grandson's name is Miles Stephen Fisher, spelled the same way.
Related.
Her husband is hockey player Mike Fisher. She announced on Instagram and Twitter. Isn't that amazing? That's what every... No more baby announcements. Just put it up on social media.
Right, they'll find out.
She's 31, he's 34. Got married in July of 2010. It wasn't exactly a shotgun marriage, apparently. They'd been dating for 2 years, so they've been together for, what does that mean, seven years before they had a baby? Very smart. Very smart. Good for her. How's your career going, Jennifer?
Oh, she's
doing great. I mean, she's got such an excellent voice.
It's huge.
She just released, actually, you would like it. She just released, like, a Christian song, but it's very, like, an old school... like
gospel?
Church song. You would love it.
Gospel.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I like
song.
To hear it.
Something Video. In the Water is what it's called.
Video of the day today, Richie, from the Holderness family, who have posted several viral videos on YouTube. This one is a parody of a Zac Brown song, as they lament that people in the South really don't know how to deal with the snow. It's called We Suck in Colder Weather.
Yeah, you have to say that's really funny.
That's very good.
Hold the door and smile.
There's a lot of weather today to talk about around the country.
Thank you.
Moving from Midwest to the East again.
We're getting 5 to 8 inches tomorrow, tonight, and tomorrow.
Yeah, same pretty much here, too. It's just what we need. Good for you, Jennifer. 28 after. Check out the video of the day, please, at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, we really want to see you again. But we suck in colder weather.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I
this
think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring
oh.
it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham units. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler at your service, on your side with the news of the day, the elements of conversation that people will find because we're so smart and so good at this. We will give you things that you never would have thought about with regard to some of the issues of the day. It's just the way we are. We're good and we're
honest,
focused. We're going to talk about Mr. Netanyahu's visit to America in a couple of minutes with a reporter who's following that story, so stand by for that. Meanwhile, the good news is, I look out at the snow here. Richie tells us about the forecast for his area. It's going to move up the East Coast. More snow here tomorrow. The baseball season. The spring training games are starting.
You're going to be there in 2 weeks, Doug.
You're going to...
spring training.
Wow, but they're now playing games.
Yeah, I'm going to exhibition.
You can hear the broadcast. There are so many sports talk radio stations now around the country. Every market's got two or three, and they're all grasping at doing something different. I mean, I think if the Little League were playing baseball, they'd be out there with the coverage, and depending
tryouts
on where you are.
Yeah, tryouts are this Saturday for my son.
Yeah. Well, how old is he? 12?
11.
11. And what position is he going to?
They move him around. He pitched a lot last year.
Did he?
And first and third base. So,
So that's good. Mm-hmm. So what's the story with Curt Schilling? A story we have at DougSteffen.com today about him tracking down the people who are harassing his daughter on Twitter. This is pretty much a general warning, I would say, Kenny, to all those who are using Twitter and the repercussions that come if you are involved in commenting. I was watching one of the episodes of The Good Wife, and part of the subplot was her character's son discovering that the daughter was being hacked by one of her friends at school, and so when she was dressing or undressing in her bedroom, those pictures were being shown on a website. And so it brings you around to thinking how easy it is to do this sort of thing, and then to say things about some of the stuff that you're posting. So what was the particular situation with Kurt Schilling?
Well, he was congratulating his daughter on Twitter for getting into...
Gabby is her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For getting into college, and that she was going to be great in one of the sports there.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of other people were chiming in, congratulations and everything. And then these two dirtbags started saying this stuff we can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
Nasty stuff about her, and including him in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So he... went about
pretty vulgar
who
stuff.
They
I'm
were.
Looking at some of it.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
vulgar.
Lots about.
And he went about finding out who these guys were because they, on Twitter, people think you can be anonymous and you use a fake name.
Uh-huh.
But he figured out who they were and he outed them in a blog.
Good. Adam Nagel is one of them,
and Sean McDonald is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he said to them, think about what you've done because now. This is going to follow you around forever. Anybody ever Google you, and this is going to attack you.
That's you awesome. Do these sort of things, that's great, because now people will know what they're all about. You want a job, that stuff shows up. McFadden looks at everybody's, all of their web stuff.
I look at your
anybody.
Resume, and then I look at your social media pages.
Uh-huh.
So even better, one of these guys was a part-time DJ at the community college that he attended.
Yeah.
And when they found out, they suspended him.
Off the air, or they threw him out of school?
They suspended him from the school.
Good. Good.
The other guy was attached to some fraternity, but he had graduated and was a ticket taker for the Yankees. And
really?
When they found out about this, they fired him.
Ah. Good.
It's great. I mean, it shows you to keep your mouth shut,
yep,
right?
That's good. There's a good lesson in that. Okay, your tax dollars at work. Richie, we're going to tag your story onto this. I have three or four examples that will cause you at least to shake your head. First story of Doug Rochow, who noticed that the city public works department hadn't plowed the snow away from a couple of well-used footpaths near his home. A lot of snow everywhere, so he figured he'd go out and he'd help. He removed the snow, as he has done for many years. City officials found out about him cleaning things up. They visited his home and they told him to stop doing it. Officials say the paths are unsafe for the elderly or handicapped to use in the wintertime, so they don't want anybody shoveling them out. Okay? Number one. Number two, story of Nigel Robinson trying to download some music when he came across images he believed to be child pornography. He called the local police shortly after on... the same day, actually, he reported his social services ordered that Mr. Robinson should have no unsupervised contact with children, including his own. Got it?
Hmm.
Story of Jerry Miller. He wants you to know that he's still alive, Richie.
Thank you, Jerry.
Lived in Palm Bay, Florida. Army veteran, says he has been declared dead four times by the Veterans Administration. Each time the agency cuts off his benefits, and each time he has to call or go visit the office and convince another bureaucrat that he's still alive.
Hmm.
All right? So Richie now has another example. I don't know, government gone too far, just people going too far. Tell your story, Richie.
Well, there's two Maryland parents in hot water after they were accused of their practices of free-range parenting.
What does that mean?
letting your kids kind of do their own thing. Their children, ages 6 and 10, were walking home alone from a park in January, and these people were found by Montgomery County, Maryland, as being guilty of unsubstantiated child neglect.
What does that mean? Unsubstantiated. I mean, they can't substantiate. So why are they charged?
Exactly.
They can't prove it.
Exactly. So.
And by the way, when did it become a crime to let your child walk a mile?
Well, that's exactly.
Yeah,
what
is
they
that
said.
A good thing? Lots
My
of like,
God, these people. Where do they
so
come
Montgomery
from?
County Child Protective Services will keep a file on them for 5 years and make sure that the kids stay out of trouble. But the parents, Danielle and Alexander Maitiv, say that they will continue to allow their children to walk. Right. Home together.
Good.
Legal ramifications aren't clear if they picked up again. We don't feel it's appropriate for an investigation to start. We're going to let our kids walk home from the park. Now, Doug, you used to work in this area in Silver Spring, downtown Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yep. Had a little apartment right on
Georgia Avenue, which is where these kids were walking.
Yep.
This is a busy area. It borders Washington, D.C. Man, I got to tell you. My 10-year-old, my 11-year-old, sure, maybe my 7-year-old, not so much. I don't know.
They have sidewalks.
They have sidewalks, but, I mean, it's
both
a high traffic area.
Both sides of the street have sidewalks.
It's a high traffic area, and I wouldn't call it the, I don't know, the safest place in Silver Spring to let your kid walk. So, but they were walking from a park, and the parents say, listen, we did this walk with them many, many times. They knew their way home. They knew the area. They knew how to do it.
Too much government.
And the parents are actually glad that this thing exploded on social media.
Yeah.
And they're actually glad it's creating a national conversation.
Yep. Well, it is, and it's good. Great. 888-302-3684 to join the conversation here. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. I wonder how many people will tweet after they try Super Beats, Richie. Super Beats.
It's hot.
Super Beats. Beets are a nutritional goldmine, a wonderful source, so rich in antioxidants and electrolytes and things that will keep the blood flowing literally and figuratively in your body in a way that you've never experienced before. If you have a great, an appetite for vegetables, I love vegetables, I love beets, frankly, and I had no idea that they were this good for you. Beets are extraordinarily good for you. So along comes this company that creates Super Beets. Super Beets is a juice, beet root juice, used by Olympic athletes for stamina boosting effects. Lots of important athletes. This is legal and good. Drink a glass or two of this stuff a day and it'll increase your stamina. In any number of ways. Lots of people, our folks are all going to be, Richie, you're going to be on it, Jennifer's going to be on it, Kenny's going to be on it. Your heart, your muscles, your organs, your brain all get blood much better because of the nitrates that are basically concentrated in this beetroot juice. It's just it's an amazing product. Super Beets, the easiest way to get all these natural dietary nitrates, specifically with the help of your circulation. This is what I'm doing to keep my heart healthy, my circulation good, my blood pressure where it needs to be, and you'll have amazing energy all day long. Get the benefits of three whole beets, with Super Beets. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
The new lots of tweets about it.
Are there? Okay, good. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order, 800-655-4183. To order this product and to figure out how much good it'll do for you, go to DougLikesBeets.com. It's kind of fun. Free shipping, entire order. Gets shipped to you free. Get a free book called Beat the Odds. You'll love the results. If you're an exerciser and you want to build up your muscles, this is a great way to do it as well. So call this number again, the number 800-655-4183. Operator standing by now. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program.
You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Tony Caron now joins us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a South African-born journalist, a former anti-apartheid activist. He's on Al Jazeera America, has covered things going on in the Middle East as a reporter. So what's your take on the presentation that Mr. Netanyahu made yesterday and its reception by various interests, Tony?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. Well, I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu presented a very alarmist picture of things in the Middle East, very generally throwing together all sorts of things that really belong together, like Iran and ISIS, and trying to make a case that essentially there's a good deal to be had if the U.S. walks away from the table. But, of course, what he didn't say was what the consequences of that would be, and I think that's where President Obama is resting his argument, saying that Netanyahu simply didn't present a viable alternative, and that if the U.S. did walk away from the table, that the consequences would be very negative and very quick.
So what are the alternatives? I guess that'd be a good question to ask. If you're reporting on this, do you see discussions among the various parties of what alternatives might be to this 10-year deal?
Well, no, I think the real problem here is Netanyahu is trying to wind back the clock to the era of the George W. Bush administration when people thought they could actually force Iran to give up enrichment altogether. That plainly hasn't happened, and there's no chance of that happening without regime change. So the kind of coded subtext of what Netanyahu was saying was essentially you have to hold out for regime change. You can't trust the Iranians anyway. Well, regime change basically means war, and nobody really wants that. And the U.S. is working with a coalition of partners who have a far different view to Netanyahu of what's expected of Iran. So there's a real chance that, you know, if this breaks down, the sanctions will collapse because the U.S. doesn't really do business with Iran. The business with Iran is Russia, China, India, etc. Mm-hmm. If they're happy with the deal, then the sanctions will start to collapse.
Was this a mistake for Netanyahu to address Congress?
Not necessarily, because Netanyahu's prime objective really is in the Israeli election. And that's where he's probably helped himself by the sort of adulation he received in Congress in terms of being able to affect whether there's a deal or not. He doesn't really have that capacity. And Congress, the Republican strong mayor Congress will probably vote against it if they can. But the question is really, do they have any leverage in the short term?
Mm-hmm. Well, leverage, important thing. This was, I found Netanyahu and his presentation to be pretty interesting, whether it gets him anywhere or not. I mean, all of this stuff is so much yakety yak. The thing that's too bad is that these two guys don't get along, but it's more political than anything else. I understand, not getting along with the Russians, but these guys are our allies, so it would seem to be in everybody's best interest to get along. Tony, thanks. Tony Karen from Al Jazeera on the visit of Mr. Netanyahu here in America.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. Born on the 4th of July. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am the Yankee Doodle boy.
This is Yankee Doodle Dandy, Jimmy Cagney from the movie of the same name. Cagney received the Best Actor Award at the Oscars for his role in Yankee Doodle Dandy on this date, 1943. Lacey Cagney?
Cagney and Lacey Cagney.
Very funny.
Thanks.
All right, so we have that in our minds and memories. Very nice stuff. The Yankee Doodle Dandy, there's a movie memory for you. We have movie news coming up in a manner of speaking. Maybe a little reflection back to some of the movies that came out during this week and various years. First, however, though, we have our contest in order to qualify somebody for that drawing that we'll have on March 24th for a weekend. What is it, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Richie? Is that what
this is the coolest thing at the Broadmoor. They're doing a wine weekend kind of surrounded by cookouts and camping.
Oh.
So you get to have like a traditional kind of Western cookout, and then they pair it up with good wines.
Oh.
And they actually show you how to do the barbecue. They show you how to do the ribs. They show you how to make the dry rubs. It's really cool.
I'm available to attend with you if you want.
That's what I was thinking. All right. This one I want to go on.
All right, so if you'd like to qualify for that drawing, again, last week of March, so you have between now and then to figure out some of these things, not between now and then to figure out the movie of the day today, but we have these movie things every day, and so listen for that. If you know the answer, 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue from today's contest.
There's a fine line between stupid and clever.
Ooh, I should know this.
Yes, you should. 888-302-3684. This was one of those weird... When didn't Rob Reiner produce this? Do I remember that, Kenny, about this movie?
Yes, he did.
All right, so I'm on the right path. That'll help you a little bit. 888-302-3684. Next clue.
Let's talk about your reviews a little bit regarding intravenous to Milo. This tasteless cover is a good indication of the lack of musical invention within.
I didn't
the
like this movie.
The growth rate of this band cannot even be charted.
Yeah.
They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry.
That's nitpicking, isn't it?
I didn't like it at first, but that was Rob Reiner's voice, by the way, there, who I think produced and directed this movie. All right, so there, Richie, you still haven't figured it out, right?
Not yet, no.
All right, okay, so last clue, let's go.
If you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, right. 11,
and most of
11,
and the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Yeah. Is it any louder?
Well, all right. It's one louder, isn't it?
888-302-36. This is an acquired taste kind of a thing. Didn't they do a follow-up? Wasn't there another one, at least they were going to do another one? Did I remember that, Kenny?
I think they did a cable special.
Oh,
okay. I don't think there was another movie.
All right, so you figure it out. 888-302-3684. You could be in the running for our drawing for that wonderful time at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Stay tuned. We'll find today's winner and give you a few other movie anecdotal things to think about in just a second here on Good Day.
Musicians, starting tomorrow, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale gets even better. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals. Like ESC electric guitars, just $99. Mogami cables, up to 72% off list, starting at just $19. Or a complete 5-piece drum set, just $2.99. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. Don't miss Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starting tomorrow. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, let's make quick work of this. Arlene is in Virginia. Hi, Arlene. Welcome to Good Day, ma'am.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you. All right, so how good is your memory? Let's test that. What's the name of this movie?
This is Spinal Tap.
Was the number one movie this week in 1984. What do you remember most, Arlene, about having seen this movie, and have you seen it more than once?
I never, ever saw it. I just remember Rob Reiner did it, and I wasn't old enough to see it at the time.
Oh, really? So
that's
good. Yeah, that is good. Yeah. Very, very good.
That's funny.
All right, so you qualify for our drawing. It's for four people, I think, Richie, isn't it? Is it the same two adults and two children we gave away before?
I think it's for two. I have to confirm.
Just for adults.
Actually,
okay,
yeah.
Anyway. But if you like that sort of a thing, Arlene, and we get yourself into the qualifiers list, you could be going to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Hold on just a second, and we'll get the information from you. Appreciate your having called. All right, I'm just remembering films opening on this date in 1999. Payback. Mel Gibson,
right?
It was a good paycheck for him. And then there was Rushmore with Olivia Wilde. Remember that? Murray was in
that? That was one of those weird movies.
Yeah, well, Murray was in it. That explains that. 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.